Qadimoon. Dedicated to 100% Dawah.
This CD has been produced by Qadimoon.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatib al-Nabiyyin. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Inna alhamdulillah nahmadu wa nasta'in. Lil fala hadiya la. Shadu an la ilaha illallah. Wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa shadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله I was giving the topic four enemies and as the brothers and sisters know that whenever I get up I have a propensity to keep going on and this is just the nature of my personality to go into details and I don't like to finish anything that's just superficially, my wife kept telling me, don't take too many points. You will never finish, and you never finish. Just take something very short. Jot down 3 points. You have about an hour to speak. So what I'm going to do today, I'm going to change the whole topic. It's going to be a totally different topic. And inshallah, it will be towards the theme of what we have today. Now, and it is about death. Because how do you make the youth, how do you make the middle-aged and the older ones come back to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to make them understand that they only have a few days left. When somebody knows that, then they, all of a sudden everything, they start giving charity. They start being kind to people. They start smiling more often. They have love in their hearts for their community. And they try to do things that will make them better in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what I'm here to ask you today is that what have you done for that moment? What have we as a collective group done for that moment? What have we done as a community? Backbite, we slander, we try to promote things that are down. That's all we do. And the problem is that I've seen these young brothers working day in and day out, being very courteous under strenuous circumstances, driving and bringing lunch and bringing tea and yes, do you need this, and sleeping a few hours at night. And then they come to a place where you hear that somebody is trying to say, well, don't go there and don't join this one. This is our problem. As Brother Dawood was saying today, and we know what is happening when the Serbian army took over, that they asked the lady, they said, you don't have meat in the house? She said, no, I don't have meat in the house. She was just trying to tell the truth. They cut her baby and said, here, now you have meat in the house. So when people start remembering these things, then their lives will come in front of them. Then they will leave their petty issues behind. They will not deal with issues that are inconsequential in their lives. So what have we done for that moment of death? What course of actions have we taken? What have you done that you will take that course of action that will propel you to another level? What groundworks have we accomplished to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many prayers have we said during the night? How much dhikr that you have made during the day? You curse. You say foul things. You say hurtful things. And I'm not talking about the little jokes that we have. These are just little brotherly shots it with all good intention. But hurtful things, you're like this and you're like that, and they have very negative connotations. And I don't even want to say it because I don't want to perpetuate a way of life in that way. Anybody can be hurtful. My mother used to say it takes a long time to build something and takes only a day to destroy it. And it takes much effort, she used to say, to be good and kind. But it takes only an ignoramus to be full of rubbish talking to his brothers and sisters. Now what have we done? What groundworks have we done? What type of provision is with you to take to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What types? What do you have? What can you say today that I have given sadaqah? That I have put something jariyah in the masjid or the center? That I have helped out a brother with his car tire? that I have done something to alleviate somebody's pressure somewhere, that I have taken care of an orphan in Palestine or in Bangladesh or in Guyana or wherever it is, what provisions have you taken with you that you can be sure to say, look, if I go today, that is a day that it's all right. Maybe, perchance, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take. Ibn Umar said, even if one of my prostrations, even if one of my prostrations were accepted, there would be no dearer friend to me than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibn Umar was somebody who was constantly reading the book of Allah, was constantly engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was a person who was endowed with piety, and he's saying, even if I knew that one of my prostrations, and he used to prostrate all night long, even if one of my prostrations were accepted, that I would have no dearer friend than death itself. So what have you set forth to meet our Maker? What kind of deeds do you have to secure you? We secure every other thing in this life. Our jobs, our schooling. You have to make sure you have to get your books and your pens and your pencils, and you need a car because your dad has to buy you a car to get to the university. You need money to spend in the cafeteria because you'll be hungry to get lunch. But what have you done to secure yourselves for that day and that ominous day? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ? How do you make kufr? And kufr, actually, the people in the... Bismillah, I just need to drink. People who are farmers in the Quran are called kuffar. Do you know why? Anyone knows? They cover the seeds, because that's what the kafir does. He covers the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. How many times we've gone into our countries where everyone's listening to فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمَا, and he's having a shisha in his mouth and going like this. How many times have we listened to that ayah? And that ayah is very significant. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. Which of the signs of your Lord will you then deny? It's not bounties, these are signs. Because some are adab, if you read the surah itself. So which of the signs of your Lord are you going to deny? How much kufr are you going to make? Because the believer by himself can also make kufr, even though he has taken the testimony of faith. So كيف تكفرون بالله? How do you make kufr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You're ungrateful. You're an ingrate. You don't pray. You don't abide by the rules of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You flaunt them rather than saying, I have my faults. Rather than saying faults, you try to justify that action. You become more shaitanic by saying, I have these faults, so I need to take these faults and try to publicize them. I go to the pub, so, oh, it's all right. What is this fanaticalism that you're getting there and becoming a fundamentalist? Telling me that I can't go, it's all right. And then he tries to get other people hooked onto that and ruin the kids' lives like that. Our sisters are going into that. They're getting boyfriends who are kuffar. What do you think that's happening? What do you think the kuffar is looking for? Well, what do you think a non-Muslim, and even a Muslim, when there's a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, what do you think the male is looking for? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا. And that you were dead. وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. And then he said that he made you alive. Fa. Did he use the letter fa? Because the Qur'an in itself is extremely miraculous. Because why you can use and fa you can use. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you out of non-existence and says فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. Then ثُمَّ, and anybody who studied even the most basic Arabic text understands that ثُمَّ means that there is some time process. It's happening, it's going to happen. ثُمَّ. But if you use fa means almost immediate. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you life, then thumma, He will give you death. Because this life is just thumma, that's all it is. That's how long it is. The scholars of the old have always stated that the sagacious person, the wise person, is the person who understands this life for what it is and does not get entangled in it too much and knows that it's leaving. But only a few do that, because usually people start building themselves as though they're going to live forever. And then فَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. And then in this life, you will die again, and somebody's going to take you to the burial ground with all your sins of dealing with interest, of slandering people, of slandering chaste brothers and sisters, of downing the community, of not letting people become involved in the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of never paying any zakat, of never paying any sadaqah. You will be carried just like that, washed and then put in, and then somebody will pray over that. That does not mean the beginning of your forgiveness. You have to secure something. You have to tie your camel and then make tawakkul. The brother who's driving us, he can't take his hands off and say, okay, I trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can't do that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ. Then after a short time, the barzakh, you will come out again. ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ. That you will become alive again. With the very fingertips, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise you, just like He's brought you again. Can't He, when He created you from nothing, create you again when you have all this record? You see? They can put thousands of hours in a small chip. You think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can't do that? What makes you think that He can? Because our yaqeen has become diluted with the passing of the days. Because we think we have become technologically sound. So we have left all those things of that makes us sure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise you to Him. And inshallah, it should be a good raising. So remember that it's fa, thumma, thumma, thumma. So it was instant, then it's short time, short time, short time, and then forever. Either it's nar, or either it's Jannah. Which one do you want to pick? You see, we want to say Jannah, but then there is no work to Jannah. Then there is no work. There is no salah. And we all know this hadith, that Jannah is surrounded by difficult things. Difficult things. Until Jibreel said, I don't think anyone will enter it. I don't think anyone will enter it. Surrounded with difficult things. Sometimes you got to hold your nafs. You want to smack somebody sometimes out of anger. You want to hold yourself if you're an aggressive person, like myself. It's a little joke. I don't feel very jokey today, so. So you want to hold yourself. And sometimes people should hold their tongues too, because it can harm somebody else's insides, and that's not very nice. So what have we done? How do we feel self-sufficient all the time? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتِ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا نَصِيرٌ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily to Him belongs the samawat wal-ard. Before I continue, do you know how magnificent this verse is? That we keep reading it over and over again because our hearts have died. We don't read the Quran anymore. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Alif Lam Mim, they have hasanat, and Alif is 10 hasanat or more. Up to 700 times, and 700 usually means that as much as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to multiply. And Lam is 10 and Mim is 10. How many times have we even just jogged something in our mind to say, let us read? Let us do something. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the samawat. Everything. Wal ard. Usually when you see a multi-millionaire or billionaire, if Bill Gates were to walk in here, I would say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. But if he were to walk in here, We would look at him as, oh, he's Bill Gates, he'll have his entourage, he'll have bodyguard, he'll have this and he'll have that, and we'll be all in awe. Why do you think when we have the Queen of England coming, we're all bending and all in attention like this? Because she owns a lot of property. She owns a lot of land and she commands power. So this is why the presidents of the world, they command power and they own property. So we would be frightened. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns them and their property, and owns everything. And yet when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as though we're doing Him a favor. Think about it next time when you're standing in salah. How you're standing lazadaisically, like this, like that, scratching, fixing, doing, scratching, like this. I've seen some people go almost, it's almost like a dance in the prayer. I said, wow. I said, maybe they should go to a dance studio and start doing something. And this is what they, this is how they deal with it. We're supposed to stand still. The companion was hit with an arrow, he was standing still. And he said, for the chance, I used to like this surah so much, and then I was afraid for the life of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so I ended up breaking that prayer after I hit him a few times. Because they thought, is it wood that we're hitting? What is it? It's not moving. Stillness. Khushur. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that He owns everything, samawat wal ard, that this is magnificent, that we should have awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let alone not discard His rules. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about different rules, we shouldn't just flaunt at it. Be very careful. Say, I have weakness, I need to change myself. But don't say, I don't need to do that. Why do I need to do that? Because you're still under the compulsion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your heart still beats, whether you like it or you don't. You still digest food, whether you like it or you don't. Even if you're unconscious, if you put the drip in there, you will still digest it, because Allah has put you under compulsion. You still hold your breath. Go ahead. And let me see you all turn blue. And believe me, you'll let out the air. Because you can't take even that. You can't even take 5 seconds on a hot stove. They're worried, oh, I got to get my son to university at any cost. Oh, girlfriend, no problem. Oh, I'll send him over to England. They send one from a village in Peshawar. He'd send them to our town.